It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Evictions are banned in Colorado, but mortgages are not, and that has many landlords nervous about their finances. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Timothy Rhodes and his family operate 400 rental units in Colorado Springs. He says he's lost about 12% of his typical revenue since the beginning of the pandemic.
I have lost sleep over thinking about my family and my business and the people that depend on me for their livelihoods.
Colorado has some of the lowest mortgage delinquency rates in the country, but economists say they expect that rate to increase soon. Nationally, there's been a sharp increase of people missing their March payment, right when the pandemic hit. With people going back to work, economists expect for things to return to normal by the end of next year. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Union janitors in Denver rallied Tuesday for higher wages and better workplace protections. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there.
Local members of the Service Employees International Union circled a downtown office building, honking horns and holding signs that read, "Queremos Justicia." We want justice. Janitors who work in big office buildings say their jobs are more important than ever as Denver reopens. Building managers, they say, must offer more masks and gloves, better medical benefits, and higher wages to make their essential jobs worth it. At least 80% of the city's unionized janitors are Latina women. The pandemic hit as the union was gearing up for its regular contract negotiation. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Yesterday was the first 90-degree day of the season for Denver and the Front Range, and it broke a record. Denver hit 92 degrees Tuesday, about 20 degrees above normal. It's fairly warm today across the state, with temperatures cooling a little tomorrow and then warming up again for the weekend. Fire danger is high around Colorado Springs and Pueblo and in Grand Junction and Vail. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.